The more you invest in learning the word, the more it will become as natural as breathing. Today on Growing Hope, we're finding ways to memorize and internalize the word so it will become the default reaction for all that we do.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are working out our place and purpose by walking through the chapters of the book. You can learn more at harnessyourwhy.com. I am Catherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows, just tossing around a bit of twisted encouragement to keep the day interesting. It needs to be interesting. Maybe not always exciting. Definitely not overwhelming. But also not boring or ordinary. It's a journey. And if we're going to keep going down the path that we need to go, if we're going to keep walking this journey, we have to find ways to enjoy the going. The going is easier. And you do tend to enjoy it more when you actually know where you're going. Even the detours or the misturns can just be moments of interesting when you still remember the destination, when you still know where you're going. Because despite the twists, you can keep things moving in the right direction. The key is knowing the direction. And you know your direction when you invest in knowing the designer of your direction. You can get to your place of knowing when you are deeply invested in the Word, when His directions and His guidance is a natural part of your being. So write down the Word. Set it to memory. When you write something down, you engage it in multiple different ways. So it makes it easier to learn, and it also helps settle it into your heart. Write it out in your own words. Make what you're learning, what you're reading, more personal to you. Carry the word with you. Create memory cards or buy memory cards that you can carry around so you can constantly be reinvesting in the different verses that you've been reading. Get others involved. I mean, who doesn't like a good challenge, right? Challenge others to memorize verses with you and make it a competition. Or sing the word. Put the verse that you like to music or find examples of musical verses. The more ways you repeat the words, the more these words begin to take root in your heart. And when they get rooted in your heart, the you begins to breathe them out by default. They become natural. Every day when I'm reading through the scripture, I pull out at least one verse and I write it out word for word in my journal. I write out what it says to me, and then I write the verse again in my own words. Focusing on these verses one at a time, little bit at a time, they speak to me in a way that allows me to internalize the stories. Now, I confess that memorizing the book and the verse and the number has never been my strongest point, but mainly because it's not something I've ever really been invested in. As I'm sharing with you, as I've been preparing to talk with you about this, I realize that my natural tilt is towards the stories. It shouldn't be a surprise to me that it's the stories that stand out for me. And when I am reading through the words over and over and over again, these stories begin to come, they're real, and they settle down into me. And the more they settle down into me, the more they help to set a foundation for where I'm going. It's repetition. Repetition of the word. Repetition of the stories. A repetition of the themes that sets the words down in you. Make the time. And find your way that will work for you so that you can memorize the words. So that you can invest in the learning. So that you can internalize the message to the point that it's part of who you are. So that when someone or something comes along and tries to knock you off balance or knock you off focus, that bubbles up inside of you because it's essential to who you are. It is fundamental. It's settled down into your knower. You know it in your knower. You don't just know it. You don't just have an idea of it. You know it in your knower because you've invested the time to internalize it and memorize it and make it your own so that you can live it out. When you do that, it empowers you to live in it and live through it. That's what it means to be invested in the Word so much that the Word is your life. Knowing the Word helps you to know your place. And when you know your place, you will enjoy the journey. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll practice the habits that will help us memorize and internalize the Word. Growing Hope will be back after these messages. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope.
Mason Hawks of the United Earth Central Corps. I've encountered an unidentified spacecraft that has refused to answer all attempts to communicate. It has reacted in a hostile manner and launched several combat fighters to engage me. My ship is damaged and I'm not going to make it, so I've done a memory scan and embedded it in this transmission. Please. I'm not sure how I got here or even where here is.
Can you boost the signal?
I woke up in the wreckage of a crashed shuttle. Is anyone receiving this? Can anyone out there hear me?
The relay satellite has been destroyed. My signal's too weak.
If you can hear this, you've got to warn Earth. We are being invaded.
There's no hope of warning Earth in time.
The aliens that shot down my shuttlecraft plan to take over UCC territory.
They surrounded the station.
I'm stranded on this primitive backwater planet and trapped in some kind of experimental biosuit. We are being attacked by some
There's
sort of...
There's too many of them.
Sort of shape-changing alien beings. If you are receiving this... Please, relay the warning to Earth.
Stars of the Conry by S.P. Dorning. Ask for it at your local bookstore or order it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble today. Audio produced by SpiritBlade.net. Christian sci-fi and fantasy. Unsterilized, unsafe, unleashed.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are working out our why by investing in the Word. I am Catherine Lang, your focus coach and dream igniter. If you're looking to find your focus for this journey and to connect the dots to your why, connect with me at coachforfocus.com today. You need to have the focus to walk out the Word, and you have that focus from the Word when you memorize the Word in ways that internalize it for you, where the Word becomes your default response. You know it in your knower, that deep down place, that where the heart seat grows place. And because you know it in your knower, nobody, and I mean nobody, can talk you out of it. And believe me, the world is going to try to talk you out of it. There are going to be days when you try to talk you out of it. But the more you settle into it, and the deeper you settle into it, the fewer distractions and detours can affect it. You become distraction-proof. Maybe not squirrel-proof all days, but the essential message is distraction-proof. I never knew there were such things as Bible studies growing up. I read the Bible, and what I got from reading it, or what I got from my Sunday schools, I got. That was pretty much it. But when I changed churches, I found study guides. I couldn't get enough. My shelves are now lined with dozens and dozens of different types of studies. Some are complete book by book, and some are just topics. But they all push me a little deeper and drive me a little further. At one point, I was doing 4 different studies at one time. 1 in the morning, 2 at nap time, the kids' nap time, not my nap time, because, you know, managing a study during that might be impressive, but I don't know how much you'd get out of it. And then I did one in the evening as well. So that's four different studies I was doing. Plus, I was reading through the Proverbs every month. You know, one proverb a day. Little bits, little bits, little bits. The consistent theme I was that I kept encountering God. Whatever it was I was studying, I was encountering Him in a way that reminded me that He had me here for a purpose. I didn't have to understand the purpose, but I did have to be focused on Him to get through whatever was leading me into my purpose or whatever moment I was walking through. And it was at this very time that one of the leaders of the church approached me to let me know that the other leaders had collectively decided to keep me unplugged. They did not want me involved in the missions of the church, so that I would leave. Now, it wasn't that I was doing anything wrong. I just asked a lot of questions. I wanted to know what was going on with the church. And they had open meetings, and they would say, does anyone have any questions? And hey, if you don't want me to ask, then don't tell me to ask. But had I not been investing in that personal understanding of the word, had I not been memorizing and internalizing God's word, then the words that leader gave me might have kicked me off balance. Instead, I remember laughing. I told him, if y'all want me to be leaving, y'all are talking to the wrong person. Y'all need to be talking to God, because He has me here for a reason. Until He leads me to leave, I'll just be staying. We were there almost 7 years. They were not always great years for me. I did have times of struggle, but I kept my eyes focused on God and His word. And it was amazing what He did in me through those times. The word must be your default reaction if you're going to grow up your heart seed in this world, because the world's determined to crush your heart. So write down the words. Write out the scriptures you're learning and reading so that you can focus on them. Repetition is a great way to internalize the words. My husband has his own process of reading through the Bible, and he's broken it down so that he can go through it in little bits in a year. And after he reads, he journals about the ideas, and then he writes out all the verses that had impact on him in that reading. It's amazing to me. But when you write it down, it emphasizes it for you. Also, write out the words in your own words. Make it personal to you. Don't change the meaning behind the words, but do make it more approachable for you. I have a tendency to write down the stories of the Bible in my own unique style, snarky rainbows and all. I figure God designed me with the humor that comes along with my twisted encouragement, so it's probably not a shock to Him that I see the stories through these glasses. And I was sharing one of these uniquely styled stories during a presentation. Made sure to give attribution. I told the listeners the story came from the Lang translation of the Bible, because my last name is Lang. Most of the audience got the reference, but there was one lady that came up to me afterwards, and she asked me if she could go to the store and get the translation at the bookstore, you know? Writing it out in your words helps you make it your own. Carry the word around with you. Create memory cards or purchase memory cards that allow you to go over the scripture in those little bits of time that crop up during your day. I printed out versions on blank business cards using the printer, and then I put a hole in the corner and attached them using a key ring. Now, when I'm not stuck in line, I'm just in line, I use these to make use of the little bits of time to internalize the word. Focus makes a difference. Don't be stuck. Be productive. It's a matter of perspective that changes your world. Also, get others involved in the memorization process. A little competition or challenge can push you to new heights. When my sons were younger, the curriculum that we were using, it offered memory verses for each subject, but the great thing was that the verse expanded and repeated every other year, so they were always memorizing the same scripture, just at different lengths and different levels, and it was a built-in competition. It was great. The final way to help internalize the word is to put it to song. You know, like writing it out, adding music enhances the ability to retain the information. There are many traditional hymns and contemporary worship songs that are taken directly from Scripture. I mean, the Psalms naturally lend themselves to being paired with music because that's how David wrote them. It doesn't have to be something that you would put out to the world, although if you want to share, we would love to hear. Connect, you know, drop it off at growinghoperadio.com, share a link, or go over to the Growing Hope Radio Facebook page and share a link. But do let the words and music be something that inspires you to remember the words. Memorizing the word internalizes the word so that it settles down into your knower. And once it gets down in there, it becomes as natural as breathing. It becomes a part of, not just a part of the journey, but a part of the foundation. The word becomes the driving force. And when the word is the driving force, then the focus is on God and not on the world. Now, the world is going to continue to try to become that driving force. It's going to continue to press in and sometimes press down. But when the word is there and it's constantly bubbling up in you because you've invested in it and you've ingested it and you internalized it and it's deep down in your knower and it's just bubbling there, then it's way harder for the world to press on you in a way that distracts you from where you know you're supposed to be going. The word becomes the driving force because the word is your natural default. The more you practice something, the more it becomes your default. So the more you invest in learning the word and memorizing the word and internalizing the word, the more the word becomes your default reaction and your default action. It becomes the way that you live and not just something that you've read. It becomes your response and not just your study time. But it requires that you know it so well that you just know it. It's second nature. It's as natural as breathing. It is your default because it's what you've invested the most energy and focus into growing up. Invest in knowing the word, memorizing the word, internalizing the word so that the word is you. The more you know the word deep down in your knower, the more you understand the purpose of the author and your place in it. Growing Hope needs to take one more quick break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up these five ideas for internalizing and memorizing the word. Growing Hope will be back after these brief messages.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or CatherineLang.com.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's P-E-C-U-P-R-O-D-U-C-T-I-O-N-S. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams. Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we are internalizing the Word and memorizing the Word to find our way to make God first in our lives. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to help you find your way. If you're struggling to understand your unique design, reach out to me at coachforfocus.com today. You are called to live out your place in God's purpose. He designed you intentionally. No matter how much you may doubt your place, God never does. When you are searching for your next step, when you are simply trying to understand and walk out your vision, it starts in a relationship with God. He wants you to thrive in this world, because in your thriving, you are a reflection of all His blessings. You tell the world, this is a God that blesses. When they see you thriving, no matter what the circumstances or situation, no matter what the news says, then they want to know more. And the more you know God, the bolder you are in going and doing in your uniqueness. The more you know the Word, the more you know God. But you want to be the good ground. You don't just want to get out there and memorize the Word. You want to internalize it. You want to be the place where the faith seeds can be scattered, take root, and grow up into all that you are, all your uniqueness. You become the good ground when you make the investment in the memorizing and internalizing of the Word, when you know it in your knower. So write the Word down. Write the Word in your words. Carry the Word around with you. Challenge others to the Word and sing the Word. Ingest God's Word until it is your natural default. Most of my life, my dad quoted the scripture about being wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. I heard it so many times that if you said any of these words, any of them, if you mentioned dove hunting, I was likely to automatically go to this quote. It was such a part of my life. It didn't matter what the subject was. If these words were involved, I would default to the quote. For the record, if you ever have a chance to correct a pastor about a quote because that quote has settled deep down into your knower and it's as natural as breathing, just stick to the breathing. Skip the corrections. They're not going to appreciate it nearly as much as you might think, but you will appreciate it. When you have the Word as your natural default, it provides the rock you need to stand strong when things come at you. Standing in your unique design will rarely be easy. Not because God didn't design it simple, but because it won't make sense to the world. The world can't understand it because it is beyond the world's comprehension. Ingesting the Word so that you memorize and internalize that Word that God has given you gives you what you need to stand despite what the world says. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope, where we are working through the book Place and Purpose. We're learning to understand and harness our unique why and to grow up the heart seed that has been planted in us from the beginning of time. And when you grow up this heart seed, you can walk out all of your possibilities. Learn more about the book and about the process by visiting harnessyourwhy.com. You are uniquely designed. I look forward to seeing you shine in all of your uniqueness. I look forward to seeing you take flight into your wings of possibilities. If you're having any struggles, if you have any questions, or if you just want to share your story directly with me, please email me, contact@growinghoperadio.com. And as always, you can join me over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook page to share, to engage, and just to connect. We do want to invest in the Word. And when we invest in the Word together, we're stronger. It's just the way it is. Because remember, we're designed for relationships. And we're investing in this Word to grow up our relationship with God. And through God, our relationship with each other. Be invested in each other. Be invested in the Word. And be under the understanding that these investments are going to be what grows up your unique design. design. God has a place for you. Now take the step to live it. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to tell you that hope makes a difference, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.